comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 459108 through 459140. Warrants 7406 through 7408. No journal entries or transfers.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
I was going to, that sheet looks like they marked it out and put a one.
They've marked out and put a one there.
Where'd that note come from?
Okay, they must have added one now. I'm in my motion.
Avoiding 121 and adding.
I'd like to amend my motion. Would you amend your second? The motion is to approve checks number 459108 through checks 459141, warrants 7406 through 7408, no journal entries or transfers, and note that we're voiding check number 459121.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. What's the check to do? Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes of May 11th and 2020 and executive session minutes for May 11th, 2020.
I see an executive. Can I see him?
Yep.
I asked this morning, they didn't think we had any.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 11th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 11th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for guardrail number 202004-447.
Good morning, Commission.
Morning.
We're here regarding RFB 202004-447. We received one bid from Highway Safety Solutions.
That's typically what we've been getting is one bid.
Is that where we've been buying our guardrails before?
Yes.
Typically getting one bid for this item or for all items?
Well, for guardrail. We don't have enough quantity to allow others to want to participate.
And we've had no problem. There's meet the specifications.
No, they've done good.
Yeah. You guys have any questions on it?
Nope.
Move to award bid number 202004-447 to Highway Safety Solutions out of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for ballistic helmets number 202004-446.
We're here in reference to RFB 202004-446. It was requested by our sheriff, Jimmy Russell. We received five bidders. First one is from Hardhead Veterans for $5,731. Southern Uniform and Equipment came in at $6,289.50. USIQ Incorporated came in at $13,076. Kessler Police Supply came in at $5,973.10. Galls Incorporated sent us two different bids, and they broke them down to eaches, which came out to $490 for the first one and $1,048 on the second one. And again, those are per eaches.
There's 14 requested?
Correct. Yes.
So to put that one at $6,860 or $14,672. Why the difference, do you know?
They all have the same criteria. I'm not sure why the big price difference.
I mean, even within their own company, you got one that's half of the other. I don't know.
Right.
I believe they had different options, and that's probably the difference in the price.
Different options?
Yes, in addition to what we were asking for.
They had additional?
They had different.
Okay.
Which typically they all would bid.
How do you have a helmet? It's $490, then you can add on or do different things that makes it $1,000. Are they that much better?
The different vendors that they're going through to.
Yeah, but that's huge. I mean, what exactly, a ballistic helmet, what exactly?
Well, it's a helmet for the tactical team that is similar to our ballistic vest, mm-hmm. only it's hard rather than soft armor, but they're all the same ballistic rating.
Yeah.
And the ones, some of the more expensive ones are a full cut helmet, which we requested a high cut helmet. The full cut helmet comes farther down over your ears. We requested the high tech helmet.
So there's a material difference?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that we are recommending is actually the cheapest one from Hardhead Veterans. It meets all of the criteria that we requested, and it also comes with a 10-year warranty. All of the others have a 5-year warranty.
Have you ever ordered from Hardhead Veterans?
We haven't ordered from them, but they did send us a couple samples to try, and they seem like pretty high quality stuff. We read some reviews online, and all good reviews.
Big difference. Any more questions?
No, I don't have any.
I don't have any.
Move to accept the bid for ballistic helmets, number 202004-4486.
The last three numbers are 446.
446, not 86. Yes. Okay. Thank you. 202004-446.
I'm sorry. Did you say who you're wanting to?
He did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading off of the other sheet. For Hardhead Veterans, to accept the award, the bid to Hardhead Veterans.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Court order.
Should we just move chairs around again up here?
I don't know. I just
can't think who sets in that one at PNC. I can't think who sets in that one at PNC.
Good morning. This morning I bring to you one court order abatement. Abatement number 205926. This here is an erroneous assessment. The building was removed in 2018 and not on the 319 pictometry. 2019 bill has not been paid at this time.
And that's probably simply a case that we can't get over the whole county in 1 year's time. So we to find out it's been removed.
Yep.
Exhibit A.
Yep.
Move to approve Exhibit A of May 18, 2020 for court order 205926.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Field dirt agreement, Jeff Godfrey.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the field agreement by and between Taney County and Jeff Godfrey.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess until 10 o'clock upstairs, Taney County Conference Room, for executive session, legal and personnel.